If you have traveled along the Palisades main road in Kingston recently, you would have noticed that crash barriers are being installed along the thoroughfare. The barriers are being implemented by the National Works Agency, the NWA, as part of efforts to enhance the safety of all users of that corridor. The traffic barriers, which are new to Jamaica, replace the regular aluminium structures. Here's how it works.
When, say, a motor vehicle runs off the road, it hits the barrier. In the case of the normal crash barriers that crumble, the strands of wire will absorb the energy. It's flexible, and so the impact on the vehicle will be reduced. And the idea is that the barriers will flex but not give, and so they will come back. And that presumably will redound to the increased safety of the driver.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Works Agency, E.G. Hunter. The crash barriers are also being installed to prevent or reduce the likelihood of out-of-control motor vehicles hitting pedestrians on the parallel boardwalk, ending up in the sea or on the rock rivetment protecting the shoreline.
It is something that we have installed. We're going to observe how it performs in the real world. So it's kind of an experiment in that this is the first time we are using the technology here in Jamaica. It has been used in other places, but obviously we want to be able to chart how it operates and performs under local condition.
The four-month pilot project got underway in May and will see 5.5 kilometers of the cable barriers being installed. It should be completed in short order.
We should be finished with the installation within another month. Some sections have been completed, some sections are under construction. And thereafter, probably about a 12-month period that we'll want to watch it and see how it performs.
Mr. Hunter is appealing to members of the public to protect the barriers which have been installed for the safety of the motoring public and pedestrians.
This installation is there for the safety of the driving public. We're asking people not to vandalize it, not to strip it, not to destroy it, but to allow it to stay and function as intended. It is not cheap. It's a good investment, you know, sizable investment. And in these times of very limited resource, we would want the public to be careful in terms of their interaction with the bars.
Following full installation of the structures along the Palisades Strip, the NWA will analyze and assess how they operate under local conditions to determine if the project will be expanded.
We'll observe it for the next 6 months to a year. We will log the incidences of accident, and hopefully we'll be able to come to a position in a year's time as to whether we want to expand the use of the cable barriers. But we're pretty hopeful about it at this stage.
Chief Executive Officer of the NWA, E.G. Hunter. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, says the crash barriers will serve to significantly reduce the incidence of fatalities.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.